This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
And our next guest today is Jo Verone, who I'd love to welcome here from How Does She Do It?
Thank you very much.
It's lovely to, great to have you here, Jo.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear a little bit more about you and how you started and what made you do what you're doing, because I hear you've set up this fantastic women's networking group.
Thank you very much. Well, yes, I like to think it's fantastic. I get some good feedback, which is always nice to have. I started How Does She Do It alongside the business I was running, supporting small business owners. And the reason I set the group up was initially online, a Facebook community I set up, because actually I realised that although running your own business has so many positives, flexibility, being able to do the school run when you need to, there are actually some negatives as well, and I think it can be a very insular existence.
Yeah.
So I set up this community in a funny kind of way to support myself as well as supporting others who are in the same position as me, and then we have gone on to turn it into face-to-face networking as well in the local area, because again I feel that face-to-face contact and getting away from your desk and the insular distance can be a
absolutely
good thing.
And so do you run these networking groups in Guildford?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, just in Guildford, which was a place that I felt was big enough to attract people from the local area, but also close enough to where I'm based as well.
So what sort of women do you attract? Because you must have a wide range. There's a lot of business women out there.
Absolutely.
So what sort of women and what range do you have?
There's massive variety, which I absolutely love. We'll have women who come to us who perhaps aren't sure about going back to their corporate lives after maternity leave, and because we're a child-friendly group, they'll arrive with their buggy and their baby and or toddlers in tow. And so we've got people who are thinking about perhaps coming up with ideas for business ideas so they don't have to go back to the corporate world, and we've got a massive expanse of businesses that are currently running, from life coaches to natural cosmetics being made by people, all sorts of reflexologists, Reiki coaches, all sorts of people. I mean, I could go on all day listing the different types of businesses, but that's what's lovely. We're a variety of businesses and we're a variety of personalities as well.
And you mentioned children. Now, that's quite rare. Networking groups and children, they don't often go together.
Absolutely.
So that's fantastic. You've really, it's hugely flexible. You must find that the mums come in, yes, we can bring our children.
Very much so. And I tell them to relax. I always make sure that I say to them, you know, if the baby starts screaming, or you know, the toddler throws a tantrum, it's fine. We are all mums, and we do have some people that don't have children, but they're so welcome. But I just let them know that there will be children around, or we might talk about the juggle of being a mum and a business owner at the same time. As long as they're happy with that, that's great. But I really like to reassure people, because when I was starting my business, I was going to networking events, but I had to pay for childcare and sort all that out before I came along. And I like to think that it's a nice, relaxed and warm environment.
How long are the networking events then?
They last for 2 hours.
That's quite long, isn't it?
I guess it is. It's amazing when you get a group of inspiring women in a room together. It's amazing how quickly
enough, really,
it's not really. It's amazing how fast the time goes, and I say that in a very positive way.
Well, because B&I and groups like that, it's much quicker than 2 hours from memory. So this is more, as you say, relaxed. The children are there. Different concept. I cannot quite put that together with a B&I group. It doesn't sit in my mind. But seeing you sitting there as a young mum, I think I can see how this would work. So you've got children enjoying themselves. You've got mums who've started businesses and are able to carry on work, but also that important, the most important role of being a mum is catered for.
Absolutely.
It's quite actually fascinating to hear. I genuinely have not heard of this before. So where do you hold the meetings?
The meetings are held at GLive in the centre of Guildford. So we've got a very large area upstairs that we have to ourselves, which again gives the children a bit of free rein to run up and down if that's what they need to do as well. I'm not trying to paint a chaotic picture of my networking, because they're far from that. But like you say, it's a place where the parents can relax, because they know that the children are looked after. And also the difference between us and, say, BNI as an example, I believe that they are early in the morning, those meetings, which I completely appreciate works for corporate business people. But for many mums, whether you've got a young baby and just getting out the door in the morning is pretty tricky, or perhaps you've got slightly older children that you need to take on the school run, starting our meetings, we start at 10 o'clock, sorry, and we finish at 12 o'clock.
I like that time. That's
It's quite civilised.
Yeah, time to change the child if they've got dirty on the way out in the morning on the school run.
Yes.
But actually, I have been to your meetings.
Yes.
And I don't have young children anymore. My children are grown up. And I have to say, it's not chaotic.
No.
And I like the children being there, because I had young children once, and you don't necessarily notice it, so it obviously works really well. It has a lovely atmosphere.
That's a good testament for Mandy.
Yeah,
there.
That's very kind.
Absolutely. I had young children once, but my 30-odd-year-olds certainly coming now. Go to your own.
Absolutely.
It's a great concept, and I think what comes across from we asked all of our guests to write a little bit about themselves, and it's quite caring what you've written. And I some networking groups, I wouldn't necessarily have said the word care is high on my list of describing them, businesses. So to combine care and business, I think is great, and that must come from your heart of being a mum.
I think so, and I think because I've been a mum who's struggled with postnatal depression and had a lot of anxious times, and actually the first networking meeting I went to of someone else's was only about 4 years ago, and I was shaking and my heart was pounding, and it took an awful lot to keep going back because I found it very daunting. And I think with that in mind, I want to make sure that anyone coming to my events, whether they suffer from panic attacks or whether they're absolutely fine, I want them all to feel nurtured and looked after, and it's a safe place to come, because it's a brave thing, I think, to run your own business, and us girls need to support each other.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. We see a lot of people who run their own businesses, and I know, you know, Mandy, I did as well, and it can be so lonely. And I think a lot of people just walk away from businesses because of that. They're used to the corporate world, and they may be doing really well, but they miss that nurturing friendship within the business community. So it's an excellent concept, this one here.
Thank you.
I love that. How does she do it?
Yes, I know, it's great.
It's just the words that crossed my lips with my first client ever. You know, how does she do it? You know, successful business, happy family, everything seems to be going well at home. You know, how does everyone do it? And I think, you know, we all need to stick together, because it's not always easy.
Yeah, so you must find with these women all coming together that there must be some amazing collaborations. How fantastic is that?
It's blown me away. I mean, it's just fabulous. So often I'll be speaking with business contacts of mine, and I'll be like, oh, hang on, how do you know so and so from XYZ business? And they'll be like, well, we met at, how does she do it? We met at your networking events, you know, 6 months ago when they first came, and we got together and we went for coffee afterwards and we collaborated, and now we've got this brilliant business partnership going on.
That's amazing.
That's not only
it
happened once.
Yeah, and it does happen. That is incredible.
That makes my heart sing.
Yes. And so you've got another business as well, haven't you? Wrapped Up Admin.
That's right.
How does she do it? Come out of Wrapped Up Admin, or do you run them both? Alongside
Wrapped Up Admin is what I started to build my confidence back up as a business person again, and I've loved supporting businesses with all of their back office tasks, all of their admin and sales and marketing and what have you. And I am carrying on with an element of that, but actually this bit on the side that I set up to support myself and others has become an absolute passion. And in the next couple of months, there's an awful lot more coming from How Does She Do It, and I'm very excited and slightly scared to reveal it. I'm not going to give any snippets, if that's okay. I'd just love to come back again.
I mean, there's some things that you've written about yourself, and I particularly like the comment about my husband thinks it has a lot to do with the fact that I never stop smiling at people. I do love to spread a smile. You do. You've come in here and you're smiling. You're not stressed about being interviewed. And mind you, with the lovely Mandy beside me, why would you? And the equally gorgeous Dave, why on earth would you be worried?
Absolutely.
We're very lucky.
You're lovely. It's so such a welcoming environment here. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome to be here. It's actually lovely to hear such positive guests we have today, isn't
it? On this special day, I think we've just been very lucky. And actually, talking about positivity, haven't you been nominated for an award? Can you tell us about that? Because that's massively exciting, isn't
it? Oh, bless you. Thank you. Yes, I was nominated a few times for an award. It's the Mum and Working Awards, and I've been nominated for the Best Supporting Network, it is. And
Great.
So up to London next month.
Good luck.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Do let us know how it goes.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
We'll
I'm up against all the biggies. It's just nice to be there. It's nice to be, to be considered, to be honest with you.
Sometimes they say big is beautiful, but other times it isn't. Don't be fooled. I mean, I think you'll surprise yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Do, but promise you'll let us know how it all went.
I will promise. Thank you.
One of the things that I noticed here, the final bonus I offer at these meetings is free pampering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dave, listen.
Doreen, you and I both noticed that, didn't we?
Now, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is my little thing I like to give back, because I think mums are really, really good at looking after everyone else, but not so good at actually thinking about themselves. And I speak from experience with the mums that I know, who are clients, who are friends. I can, I also look at myself. We're not very good at being kind to ourselves. So it's kind of a double whammy. I invite a different therapist to come in every month to How Does She Do It Networking, and they offer free mini treatments. So the mums that just feel like they need a little bit of relaxation can just pop their name on a list and have a massage, a hand hand massage.
Well, that's your niche selling point.
Well, it's also very good to get them a little bit of marketing as well.
And that happens a lot. People do become clients, and it's no one is made to feel that if you have a pampering treatment you must then become a client of this person. It's very much a two-way street, and the therapist loves to come and show themselves what they do. It's a lot more effective than giving out leaflets to passers-by, so they love that opportunity. And I just love to see the look on people's faces when they've had a head massage or a neck massage, and they just gently come back into the meeting, and they just look like they've grown wings. It makes a difference, because everyone's got busy lives.
It's a little bit of pampering in a busy day goes a long way, doesn't it? Really,
it does. I don't think enough of us think about it. Really.
What a lovely thing to do, though.
Yeah.
I certainly haven't heard of anybody doing that in a business network environment. In fact, I might have moved away from the other networkers had they tried it. but I can see totally how this can work, and it just sounds lovely. Dave will be putting his name down, but I'm just shooting him.
He's shaking his head, Doreen.
I know, he always does, Mandy, but at the end of the day, he's interested. I was looking at your interests, and you say you love music, singing, writing, reading, dance and yoga. I mean, crumbs. You've got a broad span there. So when you look at that, do you think that the last one of those, yoga, which is, calming, and I look at you and I'm seeing a smiley person, I'm seeing now quite a calm person. a caring, calm person as well. Mm. Do you still practice yoga?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on a challenge at the moment. Been doing yoga every day this month. January it was. Feel amazing for it. Much better. I thought once a week was great, and I love my yoga class once a week, but to do 20 minutes practice once a day has just been incredible. Yeah, love it.
If you're testament to it, well done you.
Thank you.
Because you certainly do look fit and well. And our other guest, who, as we know, was talking about boxing and looking fit and well. Maddie, I'm feeling a little bit inadequate.
Yes, I can see us rushing off somewhere.
Not at all. Becky was so inspiring to hear. It was fabulous to hear Becky. And, yeah, she's just amazing.
Boxing with Becky.
You girls are great.
Again, we're coming to the end of this interview. Now, we usually ask our guests if they've got a website, if they'd like to give us details. Can you give us details of how people can contact you?
Thank you. Yes, we're on Facebook at the moment until the website goes live next month. So it's How Does She Do It? That's the Facebook community. Also, all of our networking events in Guildford are on Eventbrite. So if you look up How Does She Do It Guildford, you'll be able to get a link to all the information about what's coming up with the networking events as well. But it'd be lovely to have any women who juggle life and business and parenting come join us at the group.
Fantastic.
Well, I can honestly say that if they're as warmly greeted as you have been, such a warm guest today, Jo, then they'll have a lovely time.
Thank you.
Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you so much.
Your comment to do something flexible that I could continue to be there for my young boys, I think you've done that. Mm. And long may it continue with the rest of the ladies and the children. But come back and tell us how you got on with that award.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jo. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.